Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Creating a horror video game on the surface seems like a really simple idea. You just plop your character into a world of trouble and have all manner of ghoulies attempt to turn their insides to outsides. One need only glance at the horror selection on Steam to see the countless examples of jump scares, body horror, and other forms of nastiness. But while it might be an easy market to exploit, crafting a worthy horror game is much, much harder. It all revolves around empowerment. As while many other genres of video games seek to act as pseudo power fantasies, horror, on the other hand, seeks to remove any sense of power that the player might have in order to make the threat of zombies, aliens, or ghosts carry greater impact. However, just because you're successful at creating fear and dread within the player, it doesn't mean that you can't have some fun doing so, as the weapons on this list, well, they broke all the survival horror or gothic doom rules, and we love them all the more for it. With this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 secret video game horror weapons that broke all the rules. Number 8. Sexy Beam, Silent Hill 3. One of the best things about the Silent Hill series is that every game explores a different set of psychological fears. From Silent Hill 2 showcasing sexual repression and guilt to Homecoming's attempt to reflect trauma and PTSD, enemies and bosses all come to reflect dark aspects of the human psyche. And Silent Hill 3 was no different, lambasting consumerism and sexual assault in a truly terrifying way. Which makes it all the more strange that you can not only unlock a Sailor Moon-inspired costume for protagonist Heather, but when combined with another unlockable known as the Heather Beam, well, it allows you to create the Sexy Beam. To better explain, by typing in Princess Heart into a typewriter, you get the ability to don the new costume. And by killing 333 enemies, you gain access to the Heather Beam, a psychic laser of sorts that Heather can use to battle the enemies of the title. If you've got the Heather Beam unlocked before transforming into Princess Heart, you gain access to an upgraded version which can fire off even more heart-shaped lasers and allows Heather to run around without getting tired. In one fell swoop, the game completely changes, as now you can banter off all comers while legging it away as much as possible. It goes without saying that this is all very strange. Number 7. The Hand Cannon, Dead Space 2. As anyone who's played Dead Space will know, this game's monumental success comes not just from its fantastic enemy design, but also its carefully designed environments that seek to provoke a sense of claustrophobic dread in the player at every turn. Each hallway is crafted so that danger could burst out from anywhere. The lighting is inconsistent, causing you to falter under flickering or fading glows, and each sound of the clattering claws and appendages are now drowned out by Isaac Clarke making gun noises? Yeah, it's a thing. You can see how the hand cannon kind of shatters the game's tone, right? This literal finger gun can be unlocked by completing the game on hardcore mode, and trust me, it's entirely worth the struggle to do so, as this weapon not only kicks ass, but is hilarious to use as well. With it equipped, you'll tear through the necromorphs like they're made of wet bread, and you'll get the accompanying sound of Isaac going bang bang, pew pew, which just makes it all the better. It's also got unlimited ammo, meaning that nothing will stand in your way. It's actually a bit of a shame that you get this so late in your time with Dead Space 2, but then again, it's just so funny that it's worth another trip just to see it in action. Number 6. Infinite Rocket Launcher, Resident Evil 3. The Resident Evil franchise is no stranger to having incredible unlockables, and one of my all-time series high was playing through Resident Evil 4 as a mafia-clad Leon wielding a Tommy gun, with Ashley in tow wearing a suit of armor that prevented her from being picked up and carried off. It was utter bliss. In fact, I wanted to put that suit of armor on the list as it completely breaks the tension of the game. However, it's not really a weapon, and the Chicago typewriter is a decent gun, but it's not completely broken. But the Infinite Rocket Launcher, yeah, you can see where I'm going with this. When you're able to lug around an RPG with unlimited ammo, suddenly the tense and dread-drenched world of Resident Evil becomes a lunatic's playground. It's a weapon that pops up tons across the series, usually being unlocked by grinding for hours and hours in order to afford it, but once this weapon is in your possession, even Mr. X and Nemesis will give you a wide berth. Poor old Dr. Salvador, where once you'd be running and screaming from his chainsaw, now you're just goading him to get close enough to eat a rocket. Still, it's hilarious fun. Number 5. Any unlockable Dead Rising weapon. Honestly, when it comes to Dead Rising, it's quite mind-blowing to see just how many ways you can re-dead the undead. From drill buckets to blanker masks that shock victims to death, all the way to equipping mecha suits to batter foes into the ground like they were but fleshy tent pegs, Dead Rising is a non-stop thrill ride. Well, outside of Dead Rising 4, that is, that was pretty gash. But when it comes to customizable weapons, it can't really be beat. And Capcom ingeniously tied the creation of these makeshift maulers into the game's world itself, with protagonists having to locate blueprints in order to craft them, meaning that there was a huge incentive to explore the game world and defeat psychopaths in order to unlock them. In fact, so numerous are they that it's genuinely hard to pick one for this list. However, if I was to look for a weapon that broke all the rules in a pretty laid-back horror title, then I'd have to say it's the ultimate Grim Reaper. This weapon not only has immense crowd control and durability, but by pressing the heavy or alt attack button, it does a spinning hit that clears enemies around you, but also fires out grenades. In this one instance, you become death itself, claiming souls with glee, cackling as the zombies try and fail to get anywhere near you. Number 4. Delicious Curry, Castlevania, Aria of Sorrow. When you think of Castlevania, your mind probably conjures up images of Dracula, of whips, of holy waters, and quite possibly some tasty wall chicken. And it's this last feature that actually has a big connection to this next weapon, for in Castlevania, Aria of Sorrow, you can wield the mighty and spicy fury of a delicious curry. So you see, the skeleton waiters in this game throw this deadly dish down at Soma's feet, causing damage if you accidentally step on it. It's unclear whether this damage comes from our protagonist being unable to handle the spices, or just because it's bad form to step on well-prepared food. However, if you fancy turning the tables and forcing the enemy to chow down on some pain, you can do so by absorbing the waiter's skeleton's soul. By doing this, the powers of this undead foe are yours to wield, and you can even level up the damage and deliciousness of this weapon, turning it from a simple dish into a rather extravagant one. Plus, there's nothing quite like the immersion-breaking moment of taking down a boss using a plate of curry. Number 3. A Bar of Soap, Dusk. When you think of weapons that pack more punch than a rocket-fisted Mike Tyson, chances are you'll think of guns like Doom's BFG, and rightly so, as firepower on this scale could level a planet in the wrong hands. However, what if I were to tell you that this next weapon makes the BFG look like a squirt gun by comparison? You wouldn't believe me, right? Nor would you if I told you that this weapon is actually a bar of soap. Yes, that's right, in Dusk, a frantic FPS about Lovecraftian horrors, demonic possession, and more gore than WWE's Rhino taking down Al Gore, there's several bars of soap hidden around the game. Now, normally this would be a, this is quite odd moment, but if you pick up the soap and throw it at an enemy, you'll find out that it does the most damage in the game per single shot, normally obliterating the cultist or demon or possessed soldier in your path and turning them into red paste. It's an incredibly strange weapon, to say the least, and it's one that actually changes the flow of the game entirely. Now, normally you have to run and most definitely gun at lightning speeds, but now you're kind of playing fetch with yourself, making for some truly odd moments. Number 2. Enlarging Your Johnson, Shadows of the Damned. Right, so very few opportunities in life present themselves to talk about how a video game drops the entire premise of guns just appearing phallic and instead just out and out tells you that this gun in your hand is your dick. So of course, I'm going to relish talking about Shadows of the Damned. Now, Johnson, your sentient floating skull of a friend, is at every turn, almost ham-fistedly so, referenced with such sexual innuendo when he's a weapon that it's impossible not to see him as Garcia the Demon Hunter's penis. Hell, his base form is literally called the Boner, so it's hardly subtle. However, as this ludicrous TV ad showed, you can enlarge your Johnson through the use of special gems. Collecting enough of these would let you upgrade Johnson in several ways, each of which making him more powerful and deadly. Now, Shadows of the Damned is a horror game that definitely focuses on making you feel like a badass, so it's already kind of breaking a lot of the genre's own rules here, but when Johnson is fully decked out, he's so utterly overpowered that he can legitimately break the game. Sure, you might be facing down an undead horde, but when you can throw out four skull bombs that would level a skyscraper, it's not exactly scary. And number one, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, the Sicilian Slicer. In a very strange trend, there are actually a ton of video games that feature food as a weapon. From Resident Evil 5's deadly rotten egg through to Phantasy Star having food tie-in weapons, it seems that everywhere you look there's an opportunity to beat down someone with an oversized bit of beef. Yet it's completely strange to find this Sicilian Slicer in Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. As while this game doesn't take itself too seriously across the board, it does maintain a horror or gothic aesthetic throughout. And it definitely changes the feel of the game when you're taking down massive monsters and unholy demons while wielding a slice of pizza. Now, a pizza slicer I'd have understood more, but this literally is a gooey dose of cheesy dough. So by entering Stephen Plays in as your character name, you'll get access to this weapon, and it does provide a sizable buff to your attack, making the early stages of the game a little bit easier. So not only did this pizza pain poker provide a completely ridiculous weapon to use, but altered the early game sections entirely to make it a breeze, which gives a whole new meaning to the term cheesing it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.